It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Welcome. Vinny's back. I'm going to get right. I can get right into the celebrity trash, can I not? All right.
Hey, real quick. I posted a really cool photo montage on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page of all the couples that were at the Oscars. It's just a really cool, you can see, like, I didn't know Maya Rudolph was with Paul Thomas Anderson. I didn't know they were husband and wife. And
I don't know who Paul Thomas Anderson is.
He's the guy that did Phantom Thread and Boogie Nights.
He's a director.
Yeah.
They're a couple.
They're married.
Oh, well, congratulations to them. Maya Rudolph and Tiffany Haddish were just it for
they were.
At the ceremony.
There's like 60 pictures in the montage, so if you want to just flip through, it's kind of cool to look at.
Well, thank you, Hooman.
Back over to you.
Well done. Well done. Everybody follow Hooman on Instagram.
Thank you. Hooman TV.
H-O-O. It is incredible. It's actually quite incredible. It's inspiring. It's always working out or at some gala event.
Thank you.
Talk about balls of energy. That guy. The headline here is Noel Gallagher apologizes for taking a peep in his neighbor's bathtub.
All right.
So I guess
did his neighbor accept?
It looks like the neighbor may have accepted. They've long suspected that it was the Gallagher brothers.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah. And I just saw that headline and went, "Well, I'm setting that one aside for Vinny."
Those two guys, both of them, I love them. Mm. They really know how to do an interview.
Yeah. Well, they're awful people. They seem like horrible, horrible people, but
and
they
then
are certainly
every now
entertaining.
And then they have there's some sort of redemption there where they're like, look, you don't want me to do a boring interview, do you?
Right.
And you go, oh, they kind of get it, I guess. I guess they come in armed, ready to just let bleep fly. And they hate each other. Oh, mostly they just aim it at each other.
It's lovely. I love when they get into their little back and forths on Twitter. There's always some fun story about the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, I think I just read yesterday Liam, the younger brother, was calling his older brother a C-word. And I just, or no, a T, whatever.
Hopefully the T. I love the T-word.
I think it was the T-word. Yeah. But I just went, God, those guys don't ever get off the gas pedal. You know?
Sure. So, well, you got to stay relevant somehow. And if you're not going to put out some friggin' music, then I guess that's
everybody
it.
Everybody loves a little battle.
Yeah. Two of them. So, you know, back in the olden days, they got along like sometimes brothers do. At one point in their lives, they were accomplices in a string of neighborhood burglaries.
Oh.
They weren't just bandmates, but also burglars.
Oh, wait. So this is before they became stars.
Yes. This is back in the
way,
olden days.
Way, way back.
Back in the day. So they were known to break into homes right in their, you know, neighborhood. Because why go out of the neighborhood when, you know...
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Have you ever broken into a home?
I never have. Not that I can remember. Have you?
No. I mean, I did. I can't say I didn't steal crap, though. I did.
What did you steal?
Mostly booze.
Oh, well. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't buy it. I wanted to buy it. They wouldn't let me.
Yeah. I shoplifted a pair of earrings one time.
Yeah, I wonder why, kid.
I mean, that's, you know, unfortunate. I look back and I was definitely raised better than that.
Yes.
I knew better. I was raised better. Yeah. And yet,
you needed
that
booze.
I can't hey mister out here all day.
Right.
Got things to do.
Go ahead and grab that thing.
To drink.
Yes. I mean, you know, is anybody on Bryn, you ever steal anything or...
Yeah, I've stolen stuff.
You've broken into someone's house?
Oh, no, I haven't done that.
And but... Hooman, I just assume, hasn't. You probably
I remember I told you the story. It's so stupid. I stole the dumbest thing. This is the dumbest story.
What did you steal?
When we first moved to America, we lived in Belmont on Mulberry Court.
Oh, this is from a garage sale.
From this
story.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So there was a garage sale, and there was a shower head on the table.
Oh, right.
So I just saw the shower.
I do remember that.
The woman turned her back. I grabbed it. I shoved it, like, in, you know, a wall, like some drywall, as I'm running up the stairs in someone's garage, and then...
Went back and got it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't do anything with it.
Well, right.
Like, I don't know how to install a shower.
Like, then you have to run to the ER to get that extracted later or anything?
Right. So that was it.
Oh, is that why he got it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just trying to think of anything you could do with a showerhead well, behind, besides screw it under your shower.
When you're five, yeah. I mean, oh, what else I are you going to do with a showerhead? Five. Six.
You see, you ever steal anything? Break into someone's house? I noticed you've been pretty quiet through this whole thing.
Well.
The truth, for once.
Not that I remember breaking into someone else's house. But we used to break into our own home all the time because we would lose the key.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's your house.
Yeah. So we would have to climb out on the ledge.
Oh.
You know, or one time we got like this big ass ladder. The backyard door was open. So we got this big ass ladder and we had to put it up to like the third story and then climb up there to get in the window.
I'd be so horrified if I found out my kids climbed a three story ladder.
Well, it was that. We didn't want to call our dad and tell him we lost the key again.
Yeah.
And wait for him to come home.
Uh-huh. 6 hours later.
So this woman is the person who's being interviewed in Sunday Sport Exclusive, which I'm just going to assume is some English magazine. And actually, this British TV host, Richard Madeley, was one of their victims.
Oh, Richard Madeley.
Yes, Richard Madeley, or possibly Madeley. He revealed that the brothers admitted their guilt to him later. And after hearing of this Richard Madeley's experiences, another former neighbor said, I think I was also a victim of their terrorism. She returned home in 1989 to find her knickknacks and video were stolen. And what's more, they'd pooped in her bathtub.
Oh, gosh.
She says, they was beyond the pale. Pound to a penny, it was one of them that pooped in the old bath. In response, he went to Noel, went on Instagram to personally apologize to Gladys. That's her name, Gladys Tomlinson. He said, it's a fair cop, Gov. We thought it was Richard Madeley's gaffe. Saws, which I think is sorry. Sorry.
That's the other thing. You always have to figure out what the hell they're saying. <know. laughs>
We thought it was Richard Madeley's gaffe. Saws Gladys. No offense. It's a fair cop, Gov. That must mean you're right. It's like a fair.
Yeah, they even write in that awful accent.
Right. So anyway, they pooped in this lady's bathtub. I just thought you'd enjoy
it. I can tell you for absolute, I've never crapped in a bathtub.
Yeah, maybe as a kid.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I've not while I'm in the bath, but I've definitely, while showering, let it rip.
Yeah.
I almost purposefully do that.
Yeah.
I can get that done while I'm, you know, soaping up or
whatever. Well, sure. You're not wasting any toilet paper or anything. I'm getting there getting clean.
Well, I don't use toilet paper when I pee anyway.
You don't have to dab or anything? Wipe the seat?
One time I lived in this condo and there was my girlfriend.
You had a little dribble.
We ended up coming home and everyone had to pee. And so we all went into one. I mean, everyone was dying. So there's one girl in the sink, one on the toilet, and one with her butt
hanging over the bathtub.
Oh, my God. So stupid. Just had to go back.
You know, you really shouldn't do too much in the bathtub. I mean, I can see why you'd hang your butt over the side of that. But remember one time my kid was little, he ran to the bathroom to puke and puked into the bathtub. That's a mess. It's hard to clean up. It's not like you can really flush that down the toilet or anything. It's
a lot of cleanup.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Well, better than
thanks
the carpet.
For reminding me about that. Yes, oh, for sure. 100% better than the carpet. 500% less good, less better than the toilet. Can't think of how to phrase that. This is cute, and you have a little girl and another one on the way.
Thanks.
As you know, there was a conscious uncoupling a few years ago between Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin of Coldplay. Their kids are now like 13 and 11 or so. And, you know, when you have a guitar player in the family, it's nice when he gives lessons to the little girl. Apple is 13 years old, and Chris Martin is an accomplished guitar player. And
is that right?
Apparently, yeah. He does that, plays piano.
All right.
And he's giving her lessons, and I guess Gwyneth took a little video of them sitting together, and she's strumming out some chords, and she posted the video up.
Nice.
Sounds like Blackbird.
Yeah.
It's
Good cute. For them.
The daughter looks eerily like Gwyneth.
Well,
like I mean, surprise.
That's
they are.
A win then, right?
Right. Look at this picture.
I mean,
I'm so glad that they truly have kept their word. Like, they are together all the time. They do family vacations together. They seem to be just great friends. She calls him her brother.
Oh.
I know, which is weird. Thanks for my kids, brother.
Really?
But yeah, it's just nice that they can get along to that point.
Well, that part's great, but the brother part is weird.
Well, sometimes someone, you know, you feel closer than a friend even. She feels, you know. I'm glad she feels that close to the father of her children.
Better that than the other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shaq turned 46.
Shaq.
And he spent a little bit of his birthday planning out nice things to do for others,
aww,
which is kind of nice. He released a bunch of balloons into the air, which normally I'm totally against that.
I'm against
like, don't
that
do
too.
It's, you're basically putting trash into the air.
It's garbage.
You don't even know where that's going to land or what
it's
gonna that's
going to
end
up. In the ocean, probably.
I always feel the same way. You know those lanterns that people let go? Mm. I think they're so beautiful, but I always wonder, oh my goodness, where are they going?
Well, they light fires sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they land on people's houses and burn their house
they
down.
They burn the forest down.
They're actually right. illegal. You're not allowed to do it anymore. But still, sometimes people do get together, and you're right. It's absolutely gorgeous. One time as we were leaving the city, it was dusk, just that twilight time. Mm-hmm. And as we were passing Chrissy Field and sort of heading up the grade, all of a sudden, all these lanterns started. We turned around and went back and watched.
Well, that's the whole thing of the Rapunzel story, the Disney Rapunzel story, is those lanterns. Like, that's the key.
Oh, I don't remember that. Are you talking about Tangled?
I don't know that.
I'm talking about Tangled.
Yeah,
I
don't remember that.
Well, I've seen it.
No, I have seen it, but I don't remember that at all.
Well, she sees through the window all these lanterns go up every time it's her birthday. And she can't understand.
Oh.
And she keeps telling her mom, I want to go see those things. I don't understand. And her mom won't let her leave the house because it's not her mom.
Right. And it's not really a house. It's more like a tower surrounded by briars.
And the king and the queen that it's... Spoiler alert. They are releasing those on their daughter's birthday because they believe she's going to come back someday.
Oh.
And her whole goal in life is to escape this, I don't know what that is, the tower.
Yeah.
And go see those things on her birthday. And when she does, she realizes, that's my house.
So she gets back home?
Well, I don't want to spoil the whole thing.
It's been out forever.
You got to go watch
it. No, tell me. What happens at the end?
Well, it's a Disney film, of course.
So what do you think happens at the end?
She goes home.
And the evil people die.
Ruined it for me.
It's really good. It actually is one that I was very against. And boy, it just won me over by the third watch. I was like, boy, I'm into this. It's pretty good.
Do you guys watch and sing anymore or no?
Well, we've been traveling, actually, so... Oh. No, but life is back to normal as of today, and I couldn't be happier about it.
It's nice to get back.
I've had
into
a long month.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I did.
Oh, good.
But we had mom's birthday, mom's baby moon. My mom came to town.
Right.
We did taxes somewhere in there, and then, you know, Disney.
Yay!
I dropped the bag yesterday and was like, get out of here. I don't want to know about you for a long time.
So Shaq sends these balloons up into the air, and you might be pissed off about it, except this time you might actually be following them in your car. I guess he tied $500 to the strings.
Oh, to each single balloon?
He did it looks like he did a bundle of balloons all tied together and put $500 on it.
Okay.
So, and he basically, you know, that could easily get stuck in a tree, get lost, go into the ocean, whatever. But he put 46 and fine as hell as his hashtag on Instagram and released the balloons. So if you're the lucky person to find the balloons and the money, he wants you to let him know.
I'm sure there's contact
information on there. But
or get on Twitter or Facebook, whatever.
He said... let's see. Here's what he said about his birthday and turning 46. Just have fun. Take advantage of good opportunities that are going to help people. I'm focusing on doing stuff like, for example, my Shaq shoes. There's too many superstars charging kids $100 for shoes. I'll be the only one charging people $30 for shoes. And that's been a very, very successful business for me. Obviously, I didn't do it for the money. Things like that. Businesses, always good.
Oh, someone is saying a pilot here on January 1st had to take evasive action because a group of Mylar balloons had been released by revelers on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Please, please don't release balloons.
Yeah, it's not good.
And the Mylar
Tim,
ones
the pilot.
Can go forever. Those, do you ever get a Mylar balloon for your birthday and like 3 months later the thing is still floating around your house?
Are those like the helium?
They're the balloons? Ones that
well,
are
helium,
the
helium, but
right.
They're the silver.
They're silver. Yeah. They don't break down the same way that a rubber one or whatever balloons are made out of eventually does. So, you know what? I'm out of time. I'm going to do really quickly one more. Do you tip your hotel housekeeping staff when you leave a hotel?
I do.
Did you know that the average is $1 to $5 per night? So if you're there for four nights, you'd leave a 20 or so. Only about 46% of Americans do this. Oprah takes it to the extreme. She says that she has hidden money all over the room sometimes. Like, she just wants to stoke somebody out.
Good for her.
So she'll tuck it, you know, all different places also as they're cleaning the room. And you want to stay in the room that Oprah just stayed in because that is the cleanest. They've checked everywhere, right. Under the rugs, everything.
Yeah, I always feel like I want to leave something. Sure. And I also always feel like most people probably don't leave anything.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
it's
you...
that tip where you don't, no one sees you do it.
Right.
So most tightwads are probably like,
right,
dropping money here and not knowing if anyone who gets it or when.
Right.
And besides, I'm gone.
Yeah, I like to leave the money. Just imagine that they're psyched to get it.
Yeah, I leave it on the table right there in plain view.
I write thank you on the little pad that they leave in the room.
But I am no Oprah. I don't get you know, 20s in every corner.
Right. And maybe even bigger bills. Maybe she really stoked someone out. Ooh. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Grandma's a smuggler. Oh. Oreos make the news. And male fertility crisis.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Janelle Monáe, in case you were wondering. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. We spring forward this weekend.
Yes.
I'm trying to get ready for that at my house. I'm so excited. I keep like doing the math like 1 hour. Like, what will it be right now? It'll
only... Oh, don't do that.
Right now, it'll be 7:30 in the morning already.
Like my husband will be all, so it's really blah, blah, blah. No, it's really whatever the clock says.
No, I do that because I want to know how light it's going to be. I love when it's light later. There's nothing worse than not being able to do anything outside after dinner. I'm going to go outside. I have things to do. Anyway, that's happening this weekend. Don't forget about it. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Technology Credit Union, TechCU.
Oh.
Bank happily ever after. Visit TechCU.com to get started. Here's what's happening. We're going to begin. I don't know if you did this story yesterday.
I'll just do it. We'll figure it out.
Okay. So the guy who started Tower Records passed away. I don't know if you remember the big store at Bay and Columbus.
I actually said that was my home Tower store. Yeah.
Oh, so you have done this story.
We have, but I think it bears repeating. Yeah. And maybe you've got some
Scott
other
and I
angle.
Used to go to the one. There was one on Market Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tour, like Market and Castro-ish or Market and Church.
Their first store was in Sacramento.
That's what Sarah was saying. So, and then did it go all across the United States?
Oh, it was everywhere. It was even international. There were, you know, I don't know how many
stores.
So
did you go as a kid growing up?
No, I don't believe there were any on the East Coast. I don't remember a Tower Record when I was a kid.
How about you, Vinny?
So, of course, I went to Tower Records. The big record store that I used to go to was Pier Records in Newport Beach, but there was Licorice Pizza, Music Plus. Did you have that? Licorice Pizza?
No, I never heard of that.
I had Licorice Pizza when I lived in Santa Barbara.
Okay. Music Plus was one, right?
Yeah, I didn't have that.
I can't think of any of the others, but Tower Records is a biggie. I guess the reason I wanted to do the story, first of all, again, I didn't know you guys had done it. But
listen, you weren't here yesterday.
I loved that feeling of being in a record store and looking through records. And the funny thing I used to do, and I didn't have any money either, but I would totally judge an album by the cover and buy it and take it home and see what happened. And that's how I discovered Motley Crue, but then I've also I had records where I went, this is crap. I'm never going to listen to this again. I'm so bummed.
I'm going to scratch it and return it.
Well, I don't know that I did that, but records. I'm sorry the kids today don't get to experience that. I know that vinyl sort of made a comeback, but that going through a store,
you know,
and just
browsing, discovering the smell of a
and
record
then getting,
store.
Right, and getting home and playing the thing.
And reading the liner notes
right.
And having the thing spread out and cleaning your pot on it.
So
what?
Fun.
Yeah, the double albums were good for that.
Huh.
Could roll, right. roll the seeds out.
I have a story for Sarah, and I'm trying to wonder, it is, I'll give it to you, Sarah. Record Store Day 2018 reveals full list of exclusive releases. And, Hooman, I was trying to look up Record Store National Record Store Day. I think it might be April 21st, but I can't seem to pull up the date.
They're already bands are already announcing what they're going to put out that day. One of them,
how fun.
AC/DC is putting out Back in Black on cassette.
Oh
my God.
Just for
funny.
Record Store Day.
Well, it's hard because I don't have a cassette in my car. I don't think I do.
I don't think I have a cassette player anymore. Mm-hmm. I might have like a tape to tape deck that's, you know, somewhere in John's pile of music crap.
It's super fun, though.
It is fun.
Like, whatever. These bands, only the biggies can do it, can afford to actually
right.
just release something for the heck of it.
Did you see how the guy died?
He died of a heart attack.
But he died while watching the Oscars and sending his wife out to get him another whiskey.
Oh.
She comes back and he's...
yeah,
I love that.
Record Store Day is Saturday, April 21st, 2018.
Okay,
cool.
Fun. That's really fun.
It's pretty good, the release. I'll give you the full list.
So is this going to be just like at your Amoeba Records or just any place that is still an actual record store?
Any record store, I bet, jumps on this because,
yeah.
like
sure.
I said, the bands are putting out... They're jumping on it, too. They're putting out special little
exclusive
things for Record
things.
Store Day.
Physical items.
Right.
But is this going to be at things like who still sells records? Like, can you get them at a Walmart or something? Or?
There's a bunch of stores in San Francisco that still sell records. Like, just kind of
So it'll all
small.
Be like these little independent record
yeah.
stores.
Yeah.
That's neat.
I can see if there's anywhere in Mill Valley.
There is a record store in Mill Valley.
Tower built itself up to, what did I see here, 130 stores or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
It was big. And he did very well for himself. But the North Beach store was the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked that store. We were trying to remember what bands. We actually hosted a couple music things there early.
Yeah, bands
early
played
day.
Right in the parking lot.
Who was?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. I want to say the Foo Fighters, but I think I have that mixed up with Boarding for Breast
yeah,
Cancer.
Yeah, that was Boarding for Breast Cancer, but I know that there was all
yeah.
kinds
we
of
went
cool
over there a
stuff
few times.
Went down there.
Well, even the Virgin Megastore that was on Market Street,
yeah.
is that still there? I don't
no.
even know what's there
that's
now.
That's like a Forever 21 or something
is
like
it really?
That. It's such a bummer, yeah. I mean, no offense, Forever 21. I'm sure you're a fine store, but...
they're not really for you, so.
Right.
This is super losery to admit, but I'm just going to say, before I started working here, one of my dreams was to be a DJ in a Virgin Megastore.
Oh, that's not, what's
not
losery about that?
I don't know.
you remember Sterling?
Yeah.
I was on Facebook this morning. I don't know. She must have posted it yesterday, but yeah. it said something about so many years ago today, I was let go from Alice Radio.
Oh,
yeah. Unceremoniously.
Geez. Yeah, some blah, blah, blah stuff. And then, but then I started working at being a DJ at the Virgin Megastore and then working part-time at KBLX and years ahead. Now I'm working full-time. You know, just really like, oh, I've come a long way. I was like, oh, good for you, Sterling.
I know. I like Sterling.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of people send me that post and be like, what? What happened to Word Alice? I'm like,
a million years ago.
I honestly
forever.
Don't even remember which of the million program directors
John
we've
Peake.
Had. Was he the one who let
yeah,
her go?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what is cool about Sterling? She's one of the... Well, actually, Yuzette's also one of those stories. No, you've moved
what?
Around. I was going to say, she's one of the rare DJs that started in the
oh,
town
in
she
market,
grew up in
yeah.
yep.
and got to stay.
And made it
yeah.
work.
I went to Visalia. I went to Sacramento, hung out in San Diego for a minute, and then came back home.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You got to leave home to come back a hero.
Yeah.
For most people.
If you are pursuing something at a high level, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely could have. I had San Diego wired.
Mm-hmm.
I could have stayed broke and done very well for myself.
Right.
But it was, I was like, I'm out of here. I want to move on up.
Spread yeah. my wings.
I want to be a radio person.
I don't want to wait for someone to retire or get fired. I want to go get that
right.
job. Yep. So that's that.
Well, people tend to look outside, too. Like, you know, you have a big position. They're not necessarily just going to move everybody else up.
Exactly right.
And that's...
Woo!
Yeah. So you got to move out.
And that was it. So I show up at whatever, you know, Halloran's front door. That's one of the PDs in San Diego. I show up there with my resume, and he's like, you're the surf reporter guy.
Mm. Right.
High five. Yeah. Have a good one. You know?
Yep.
Anyway, I'll move on. So Tower Records, the guy passed away, and I just wanted to talk about records. I think that's what that was.
You love records.
Oh, I love music.
People are saying Amoeba and Rasputin Records.
Oh,
I
Rasputin.
Rasputin does a lot of stuff.
The Rasputin in Union Square closed down, unfortunately.
Mm. Oh, it's high rent over there. Yeah. It's high rent everywhere around
exactly.
here.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. So... is it wrong to trick your grandma into smuggling drugs into jail for you?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I mean, she doesn't know. She's not part of the scam.
She's
got
still,
full old lady deniability.
She's already so disappointed in you.
A guy named Cody Clemens.
You're in jail.
is in prison in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Saturday, he asked his 68-year-old grandma, Sarah Griffin, to smuggle in a cell phone for him.
Oh.
So she is doing something wrong, and she's aware of it. He had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with the cell phone inside, and she passed it to him. The guard saw the exchange, though, and asked to look at the bag, and it turned out that wasn't a cell phone. It was meth, ecstasy, heroin, and painkillers wrapped in black electrical tape.
Oh, wow.
So Grandma didn't even look inside the bag to see what she was smuggling. She just handed it over. And it turns out she's now busted. Oh. She's facing a contraband charge and is facing 6 years.
But they're going to not make the old lady serve.
She's facing right? 6 years.
Probation, probably. Maybe
you think?
A fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
how old is she?
She's 68. And no, I could see
old.
A judge saying, you know what? You're 68. You're supposed to be smarter than smuggling anything into jail. And right. how? And now we know maybe why your kid or your grandson is in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, you're a derelict, Grandma. Yeah, throw the book at her.
Yeah, I think so.
She's an old bad guy.
This is strange.
Okay.
I grew up on the Oreo. I used to get home from school, and I would have some Oreos with milk.
Yeah.
I'm a dunker. That's my thing.
Yeah, I like Oreo. I like when the cookie gets soft enough that you can bite through the soft cookie to the hard sugar in between.
I think I'd it's moved nice. On to other drugs by the time the double stuff came out.
Yeah.
I was
the double
on,
stuff's a little too much.
And I was on to the hard stuff, you know, the doobie weed and the beer.
Yeah. Sugar
more.
Wasn't your drug of choice
no,
anymore.
No, I'd moved on for sure. I don't know when the double stuff came out, but this story is about the fact that there are 29 different Oreos on sale in stores right now. 29.
Just like flavors and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I see the flavors. I feel like the only ones I ever see are the ones in the blue, you know, the brown cookie and the white filling.
A food writer for Thrillist bought all of them, tasted them all, and says the cinnamon bun is the best.
Oh, cinnamon bun?
Cinnamon bun. The worst is the chocolate cream Oreo thins.
Oh, the thins aren't any good?
Why, you've
no,
seen them?
Well, you can
I've
eat twice as many.
I've seen the commercials, and I actually don't like the stuffing. I like the cookie parts, so when I see the commercial, I'm always like, oh, that looks good.
Oreo minis
cookies,
are
but...
good. Red velvet's good. Mm. Golden birthday cake is good. Mm. And peanut butter.
Those are the good ones.
Which is
I can't even imagine what the other 29 flavors are. Like.
Well, there's the other bad ones include Mystery Oreos, which they say is Fruity Pebbles. Mega Stuff with regular chocolate. Whatever.
Yeah.
29 different varieties
Incredible.
Of Oreo.
Give me a Nilla wafer any day. I'll take that dunked in milk.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I got to the Nilla wafer. Mm. Really?
That's my... I mean, simple...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want all
They're
kind
satisfying.
Of they are.
Eat, like,
yeah.
A few.
You have like four of them. And you're like, that was exactly what I needed.
Right.
I mean, they're not great for you, but they don't have a layer of wet sugar in them.
Wet sugar?
I don't know. What do you call it? Compressed sugar? What is that?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Sugar sludge?
Apparently, we have a male fertility crisis. science is looking into, health experts and science.
Is it the cell phone in the pocket?
They don't know exactly. In fact, they say they figure part of it is people are conceiving so late in life. Mm. It's one of the issues, but the average sperm count has dived by 52% in the past four decades.
Wow.
Yours seem to be pretty strong, Vinny.
Yeah, you have some strong swimmers.
What's your secret?
I don't know what my secret is. I actually thought for sure it can't possibly happen, right? I'm way too old.
First time, both
times.
There
was a window. Well, I was in the first time, but it was pretty... There was a small window that we'd opened for that, for the possibility.
Of number two.
Yeah.
But even number one was really fast.
Number one was...
She's obviously very fertile, too. I mean, you wasn't she 35 when you guys got pregnant the first time?
Yeah, something like
that. So that's actually late, you know? They say
that's geriatric, yes.
They say that it's, you know, every month your chances decrease.
In fact, my friend, my doctor friend that told me, used the word decrepit about...
Eggs that were over 30?
Certain eggs that are over a certain age. He was saying that in reference to... He'd hired a female doctor fresh out of school, and before she even started, she said, "And I'm pregnant." And he was like, "Well, all right." So she's already going to need maternity leave, but he knew that because I guess doctors, they don't finish school till they're out, like, in their early 30s.
Right.
And so any one of them that wants to have a family basically gets out of school and has to get started.
Right.
So he'd hired her fresh out of school. And
my cousin and his wife are both doctors, and she wound up, they have four kids, and she had them almost all, I think she only had one after she was done with school. They were like, "We got to go. We got to do this."
Yikes.
I don't, you know, we want a big family.
While
and
she was going through med school.
Well, she was like a, what do they call it? You're like, so you're something
like
before, right, before you are actually a fully fledged doctor and you're doing your... Yeah, is that what it is? Residency.
Yeah.
But she's a cancer doctor. Oh. And she, you know, they understood. Everyone's pretty understanding in that field.
Those are brilliant minds. They're highly sought.
Mm.
And so people are more than willing to let you do your family.
Right.
And, you know, so that's cool. Anyway, they don't know exactly why male fertility is so down, but they are looking into it right now because not only can they not increase fertility... But they can't decrease it for birth control purposes. Because that would be one way to, you know.
No, I'm not sure what you're...
They say that the only new effective male contraceptive is the condom. Like, they haven't been able to figure out how to stop male fertility in an other than...
Snap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be another thing that they've got to start looking into, because if they could decrease it, then they might figure out how to increase it. Interesting
it
thing
is.
To look at.
Yeah, I just wonder if we eat so many chemicals and I mean...
Well, there it is. Organic, everyone. Thank you. Oh, right now.
And now,
well,
nutrition
I mean,
facts
when
with
you
Hooman.
Jump in with your expert opinion on stuff.
All right, so soda drinkers are up to 60% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who drink regular diet soda. Diet soda drinkers. Diet soda drinkers.
And now, nutrition facts.
My God.
With whom?
Diet soda drinkers are up to 60% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who drink regular soda.
That was a nutrition fact.
We'll do a lot.
It's more like a fast fact. Like, I have 1,000 questions about that.
Yeah.
Well, don't ask.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, they're not married. Just together since 2001. And they have four kids.
Oh, Maya Rudolph. And what was the guy's name?
Paul Thomas Anderson. I don't know. I just read a couple articles saying, how did I meet my wife, Maya?
Well, there's, you know, texters. What do they know?
Right. That's true. You know, sometimes we just believe it because it got texted to us.
Well, the weirdest thing is when they're super adamant and you're looking at it going, no, you're totally wrong.
Right.
I can't figure out why you're so sure.
Well, people are sure.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, there's an article that says, Maya Rudolph supports husband Paul Thomas Anderson at Oscars 2018. Am I right, Bryn?
I'm looking at the same article.
Thank you so much.
To the texters.
415 says, who man was being so mean to Bryn yesterday?
Yeah, get
him. He deserved it. He doesn't hang out. He's busy with that kid. Oh, my
You're What's wrong with that? I don't hang out because I'm busy with my kid.
Is that why?
That's personal. I don't understand.
He's got his party straight, who man?
Yeah. He's got kids.
Should you still be at a party? 42?
Well, he doesn't have kids, so I guess he should be.
Absolutely.
And what else are you going to do? Go home and sit by yourself?
510, my wife and I are nearing 50. We don't collect dolls or action figures. We do listen to Alice, and we love going to Disneyland.
Aww.
That's great.
That's cute. I wonder if he has pictures with all the princesses. That's not weird.
I don't know.
I just said it's not weird.
Right. No, as long as you're having fun, do your thing, man.
Absolutely. That's what they're there for.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I've also got the Forbes list of the richest people in the world.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.